And so I went along to this address, John Knob fellow, and then he made me a cup of cocoa and he got his cheeses out. And, then he said, how did your meditations go? And I said, I think I had another deep one this morning. Diagonal again. And I said, but the yesterday didn't seem great. I said, the evening. I said, it was a dead loss. I said, nothing. I said, I was a bit nervous about coming to see you or hurrying it or something. He said, could be. He said, always approach your meditations innocently. I said, yeah, but I will. And he said, good. He said, well, I'll see you same time tomorrow then. I thought, oh, glory, how long is this going to go on? Anyway, I went along the next night, you know. I decided to have had just two medium kind of ones. Anyway, he seemed to think I was now on track and didn't have to see him till Friday. I thought, hell, I've got to get out of this, you know. Because the problem of it was they were such nice people. And the thing was, I had dreams of being, you know, like an author, you know, something like a famous author or something. And then the last thing, you know, the lot of authors need is becoming nice people. We're meant to be with perverts and criminals and things. So I said, well, how do you get out of a thing like this, you know, honourably? And I thought, well, the way you'd get out of it would be, you know, you'd break their little taboo, their little law, wouldn't you, you know? And so I shouted mine to the rooftops. I said, mine's bonga! And nothing happened, you know, no like arm thingy came from here and they bonga, yeah. And I told the news agent as well, mine's bonga. And I told the bus conductor and everything, I told my dad. And that would have been it if it wasn't that I was on my way to Watford to meet Giles Havergal. You know, and as I was going down the escalator, I mean, this is Gads Hill to Watford, I don't know if you know your London tube map. Gads Hill, the central line, and it's way down there. Well, it's to Watford up here, it's really about the longest journey in the Thames on the tube. And in those days, it wasn't zoned. You know, you had to buy a specific ticket for a specific destination, and I said to the bloke, Watford, please. He said, he had to write a little note out to the man at Watford and official stamp, so I set off on this journey memorably with this little letter of transit. Anyway, as I was going down the escalator, I thought, I've got to get it, I've got to get this job, dying. You know, and I was thinking, dying, there must be a way, you know, there's got to be a way, isn't there, dying, when you get the job and no one else does it, and the individual, you know, boing, you know, I was thinking, how do you do it, boing, you probably power up on some kind of sticky ectoplasm, joining, you know, whoa, they go, yeah, here's the job, or something like that, yeah. And I thought, yeah, I know what I'll do, though, and I'll tell you what I will do, I'll pay you £4. I'll meditate all the way until I shall pull back my bowstring all the way through. I've really got it going, because by the time I got to the bottom of the yesterday, I was off. Right, once off, and it was going to start. And I've really got it going by the time the tube came in. And there's the people sitting on the tube. Sometime I was there.